Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's another Saturday morning, and that means it is time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus, your host, along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, another great Saturday morning as we kick things off close to a new year.
Every Saturday morning is always a good morning, right?
The cup of coffee is at
hand. Doesn't matter what the weather is. I think every Saturday morning is a good morning.
It's better than the alternative, as they say.
Right, exactly.
Well, we'll kick things off right away because we've got a hot topic to talk about this morning, Tom. And we did get a listener email, so we'll kind of hit that one first. It says, hello to Insights into Insurance. My daughter got a ticket a few days ago because she was told that she wasn't being attentive to her driving. She said she wasn't on her cell phone, and I thought distracted driving was only for texting and driving. Please help me understand. And this came in from Mary.
Yeah, Mary, great question and good email. And so, actually, I'm not the expert to answer this question, so I'm going to introduce someone we have had on our show before, but it's been quite a while ago, and it's Mark Peterson, Public Affairs Specialist with the AAA in Minnesota. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You guys use expert kind of loosely, don't you?
Well, we got to actually feel like we know what we're talking about here. So
we're glad that you're aboard, Mark, because you are the expert and we are not.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Yeah, exactly. We are not. So tell us about yourself, Mark, and your background and what you do.
Well, probably what you might be referring to is I've been with AAA for going on 5 years, and prior to that, I spent some time with an organization called the Minnesota State Patrol, and retired as a lieutenant after about 25 years. And my road time was primarily metro, kind of on the west side, a couple years of rotating, a couple years on a night shift we lovingly refer to as dog watch. Then the patrol, in their infinite wisdom, decided to promote me and made me a field supervisor for about another 5 years, and then they shipped me up and had me do some work at our academies, where I was the assistant academy director.
And I just want our listeners to know, when we met a while back ago, it wasn't while you were doing those duties.
You wanted to clarify that one, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to clarify that one, yeah.
So. The patrol then shipped me to downtown St. Paul, where I became what we term our lead PIO, public information officer, where I supervised some sergeants who did some educational stuff around the state, and had an opportunity to talk to the press, just like today. So looking forward to it. I think we have some things to share.
Awesome, awesome, Mark. Can you help Mary out with her question about her daughter, and she's thinking that she got a distracted driving ticket or an attentive driving ticket? But you just tell me. What do you think of her question?
Well, there's not a statute that says specifically distracted driving. Distracted driving is used to describe a number of things. There is a statute that talks about driving with due care. Rather, that is something that is reasonable and prudent. A lot of times, if troopers work in a crash that's on a freeway and they rear end someone, a lot of times they will cite them with not driving with due care. Distracted driving, many times what they're relating to is texting. And distracted driving can be talking on your cell phone. Distracted driving can be listening to music or playing with the controls on your car. Sometimes people will program their navigation. Although most cars, you can't program navigation while it's moving. There's still about 30% where you can't. Eating and drinking, teaching your children, anything that takes away from driving your car can be a distraction, and there are many. So I think, not knowing the other side of this citation, I'm sure that the officer, trooper, deputy, whatever it may be, said a lot of people will describe what you're doing as distraction. So, and a lot of times, what law enforcement will do will be to cite the behavior, driving off the road, not paying attention, rear-ending. So they many times can cite their behavior, or someone they believe is not being reasonable and prudent under the given conditions.
And Mark, also in your experience as a state trooper since retired, is they can actually go back and look at the cell phone of the individuals that they may be citing, or they may be press a charge, because you can actually see when that time and text was actually going to be sent forward or received or what have you. We've had numerous accidents, not only in Freeborn County around Albert Lea, but statewide, where people are not paying attention. They don't have their hands on the wheel. They're looking down. And so this is just one of the areas that is a big concern for a lot of folks.
You know, it is, and that's a great point. Distraction is growing. I think all you have to do is go to a new car lot and take a look at all of the electronics that are now available for us. You know, a lot of cars will have these touch screens. We call them infotainment systems that allow you to do everything else, and including talking to them, just like talking to Siri. Here's a question for you: if you know, do either of you have a touch screen or the
yes.
ability to talk to your screen? When you talk to Siri the first time, does she always get it right?
Not always.
No.
No, because a lot of times, so people end up spending more and more time as they're getting instructions to this type of distraction in a vehicle. In fact, studies with AAA tell us that Siri, or sometimes even programming GPS while the car is moving, is more distracting than texting. So I guess my point here is that distractions are continuing to grow as complexities and electronics continue to grow in cars, and it's manifesting itself into an increased number of crashes, and we got to pay attention.
We got to
start looking at what's going on.
We're visiting with Mark Peterson, the Public Affairs Specialist with AAA of Minnesota. And Mark, not only on that point of it, but once in a while you'll see someone with the headphones on, not paying attention. That could also fall into a distracted driving because they're not paying attention.
Well, they're not paying attention, and if you got both those headphones in, you can't hear. You can't hear an emergency vehicle coming up behind you. And a lot of times, obviously, if the windows are up and the radio is going, that's enough, and then you have someone puts in headphones, many times they won't have the radio on, that'll block out the ability to get some of that sound, and you're going to have an emergency vehicle, be it law enforcement, a fire truck, or an ambulance who needs to get someplace in a hurry, and you will just not even be paying attention. And that can be another citation for a failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. So you got to have at least one ear open at all times.
So, Mark, by the way, when you said, is Siri always right? And I was like, no, but if it was my wife, if you had said, is your wife always right? I would have said, absolutely. So just so you know. Back to Mary's question. Let's go back around it. So in other words, the ticket that was given to her daughter was not actually for distracted driving, because there is not such a thing. But maybe the officer said because of her distraction, it caused the ticket, which could have been, I don't know, because there wasn't the details, could have been ran a stop sign or something to that effect, correct?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. It should, many times law enforcement will cite the behavior, you know, and that manifests itself from distractions. And again, that's just continued to get worse and worse and worse.
And, of course, not only the Minnesota State Patrol, Freeborn County Sheriff's Office, Albert Lea Police Department, they're involved in the Towards Zero Death Impaired Driving campaign statewide, and they have different campaigns throughout the year. And this is another thing that the troopers, the sheriff's office, deputies out patrolling, the police department, they're all looking for these things. When people hear of impaired driving, for example, they say, well, they're just looking out for those that are out drinking and driving. That's not the case. It could be impaired driving as far as not wearing the seatbelt or texting and driving and all kinds of things.
Prescription drugs.
A very important thing.
Well, yeah, it's a very important thing. Impaired driving in December is quite active, and that's why you're finding TZD is kind of ramps it up a little bit more than they would ordinarily for December. So you're seeing increased enforcement on the weekends.
I think that's going to bring us to the next part of our show after this break, right, Mike? Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, let's do that. We've got New Year's Eve here coming up in just 2 days. So
yes.
Let's take a quick break. We're visiting with Mark Peterson, Public Affairs Specialist with AAA of Minnesota. We'll take a quick break, Mark, and we'll come back and talk about New Year's Eve, just 2 days away on our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE.
You got a side that wants more space, cause every day starts like a race. You got a side that loves that style, but to fit in those shoes gonna take a while. Today life's got you running, tomorrow big things are coming. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
To learn more about how Nationwide can help protect your many sides, call Americana Insurance Group in Albert Lea and Wells.
Welcome back to our second half of our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike White is your host, along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance, and our very special expert this morning, Mark Peterson, with the Public Affairs Specialist, AAA of Minnesota. Mark, we were just leading into it in that break, and obviously we have New Year's Eve just 2 days away. There will be extra law enforcement out this night, so what are they actually looking for?
You know, we're talking about a time of year when impaired driving seems to peak a little bit and gets increasingly active, be it alcohol, prescription drugs, or illegal drugs. So you have law enforcement, municipal officers, county deputies, and troopers are out looking for that person who has made a choice to drink too much and get behind the wheel of a car. And it's not only, you know, in the evenings, but you can find impaired drivers in the morning. You can find impaired drivers during the day, and then with the holidays approaching, you're going to find more and more people who are going to parties, be it an office party or something. And we're not telling you not to have a good time and enjoy your holidays. We're telling you to be smart. We're telling you to think about what you're doing. We're telling you to plan ahead. Either you're staying where you're at, or you got a designated driver, or you're going to take a cab. You can have a good time, but you got to be smart about it, because if you're not, then you're going to run the risk of getting stopped and getting caught, and heaven forbid you're involved in a crash and someone gets hurt.
And, of course, Mark, with that, if you're having an office party, or maybe it's just a few friends coming over to the house, there's nothing wrong with taking a basket, putting it on the counter as they come in the door, ask them to put their car keys in that basket. I know you probably, in your experience as a retired Minnesota State Patrol officer, have seen what alcohol does and impairment. They get belligerent, and they say, no, I can drive, I'm fine. And they're going to have to live, as you say, if there is an accident, they're going to have to live with that on their conscience for a long time, and they're going to double think, God, what, I could have done this, or I should have done this, or I should have done this. We're just trying to educate people that don't let people drink and drive.
You know, one of the first things to go when you start to consume alcohol and some drugs, which is a question for a lot of people can ask them, but one of the first things to go is your judgment, the ability to make a sound decision. And I'll repeat, have a good time, enjoy yourselves, but what can happen as a result of impaired driving? Because impaired driving still accounts for approximately one-third of all of our fatal crashes in Minnesota. And just like the members of the law enforcement community in Albert Lea and in your area, they've had to make death notifications. And you want to know about the toughest job in law enforcement, bar none, in my humble opinion, are making death notifications. And nobody wants to do that. They'd rather you just make a sound decision, because people are getting caught and people are getting crashes. And unfortunately, it's going to happen.
And, you know, as you say, Mark, you've done it in years past, had to make that awful visit to the house, or maybe up to the hospital where the family members have come together. And, you know, someone looks out the window and they see the squad car, be it State Patrol or Sheriff's Office or Albert Lea Police, and they look out and there's a squad car pulling in the driveway. They know that something is up, and that is the most dreadful thing, especially as we're into this new year. Not only that, but keep in mind, it's going to affect the entire family. It's not, if you get picked up for a DWI or drinking and driving, it not only affects you, your spouse, it affects your family, your extended family. And so they have to think, for those folks, yes, go out and enjoy New Year's, but you think of the consequences that it's going to affect not only your immediate family, but your outside family. It could affect your job as well.
Calling a taxi is a pretty easy thing to do.
You know, it is. And again, it's common sense, because everyone believes it's not going to happen to me. Right. Well, it's not going to happen to me. Right. I'm not the one who's going to get caught. Well, you know what? Right. It's happening to somebody. If numbers don't fail me, I believe last year in Minnesota we lost 358 people take that number and multiply it by about 2, and then you'll get the number that are what I'm going to call seriously injured, life-altering injury crashes. You know, if you're looking at those numbers, that means it's happening statistically virtually every day in Minnesota, virtually every day, and we lose just about one person a day, and then a couple are seriously injured whose family has to help everyone get through. So you're right, this impacts everyone. And we're not only talking alcohol, we're talking drugs, we're talking illegal drugs, we're talking prescription drugs. And you've got to make sure you understand what's on that bottle. You've got to make sure what happens when you mix prescription drugs, or if you mix your prescription with alcohol. Sometimes that has what we call a synergistic effect, where it's not 1 + 1, it's 2 × 2. So you've just got to be smart.
Drugs.
And as we get older, i.e. me, baby boomers are starting to use prescriptions a little bit more, and they just got to know what's going on. They got to know how to use it. And again, not make any mistakes with it.
Mark, I want to say thank you for being part of this show. And by the way, when I go to Mike's place and he tells me to drop the keys in the basket, for some reason my car gets stolen that night. So anyway, I want to say thank you so much for the conversation today, and for allowing us to interview you on this topic or these topics. And I appreciate Mary for the email. And in closing, if you have any questions for me to where I can maybe get Mark involved if you need to, my telephone number is 507-377-2000, or you can email me at insights@americainsurance.com, or go to our website, www.americainsurance.com.
Mark Peterson, Public Affairs Specialist from AAA Minnesota, a happy new year to you and your family, and thanks for joining us on
Happy New Year to you, Mike, Mark, and all the listeners.
That'll wrap.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great one.
That'll wrap up this Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.